Malachim Aleph Parakhes Pasuk Mem Aleph. So, having discussed the Jews and the Beis HaMikdash, now Shlomo expands the role of the Beis HaMikdash to include non-Jews. As we know from what we say in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Davening, Ki Beisi Beis Tfilah L'chol Ho'amim, from Sefer Yeshaya, that my house, my Beis HaMikdash, is a house of prayer for all people. V'gamez ha'noch el ha'nochri asher lo me'amcho Yisrael hu. And also, the stranger who is not from your nation, Klal Yisrael, uva me'eretz rechoka l'ma'an shemecha, and he comes from a distant land for the sake of your name, membeis ki yishma'una shimcha hagadol, because he will hear, actually they will hear, yishma'un, plural, of your great name. Moshe Rabbeinu always talks about this in his various tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially after we've committed some grievous sin. Moshe says they're going to hear about your great name, and then they're going to ascribe certain things to you based on how you treat Klal Yisrael. Even if we don't deserve it, save us anyway for the sake of Kiddush Hashem, of your name. So the Goyim, the non-Jews, will hear of your great name, Bes Yoncha HaChazaka, and your mighty hand, Uzra'acha HaNetuya, and your outstretched arm. The famous phrase is used for Klal Yisrael during Yetzias Mitzrayim. Uva v'hispalel el habayis hazeh. And he will come to this house, and he will daven. So he will come to this house and he will daven, or he will daven towards this house. So Rashi, based on the Medrash, says the Jews' faith in God is established. And if his tefillah is rejected, so he will say, I must be unworthy of having my tefillah answered. But a non-Jew might have a negative reaction if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hearken to his prayer in any way. And he might be cynical. And he might say, I went through all this trouble to go to the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe there's nothing to God, just like Chas V'Shalom, there's nothing to Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Shlomo continues, Mem Gimel, Atah Tishma HaShamayim Mechon Shivtecha. So may you listen in the heavens, your dwelling place. He keeps repeating that, that Hashem's dwelling place is the heavens. The Beis HaMikdash will be a home for the Shechina on earth, but it is not a limiting home. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly not limited to the provinces of the Beis HaMikdash. V'asisa kechol asher yikra al eilecha hanachri. And you should do like everything that the non-Jew, that the stranger calls out to you. Laman yedun kol amei ha'aretz es shemecha. So that all of the nations of the world, all of the peoples of the earth, will know your name. Liyira oscha ke'amacha Yisrael. To fear you like your nation, Klal Yisrael. V'lodas ki shimcha nikra al habayis azer asher bonisi. And so that it will be known that your name is called on this Beis HaMikdash that I have built. So Shlomo is actually asking that Hashem be more lenient to the Goy than to the Jew. The Jew is only supposed to be answered according to his ways, we said a few days ago. If he doesn't deserve to have his tefillah being answered, he would be turned away. But not so the non-Jew. For the sake of the non-Jew thinking he's a fool for believing in God, so answer him as well, whether they're deserving or not. Mendal ki yetzei imachola milchama al oyevo. When your people, now we're back to the Jews again. So amcha, now we're talking about the Jewish people. When your nation, the Jewish people, go out to make war against his enemy. It's interesting, oyvo is singular. It's not oyvam, their enemy. It's oyvo. Maybe that's a statement of achdus among Klal Yisrael when they go out to war, that they shared the same purpose. Radak just says derech klal, it combines us into one. Baderech asher tishlochem, on the way upon which you send them, which you shall send them. V'his palalu el Hashem derech ho'ir asher bochart bo. And they will daven to Hashem through the city that you have chosen, the habayis asher bonisi l'shemecha, and the house, the Beis HaMikdash, that I have built for your name. And may the heavens, may you listen in the heavens. Shamata, may you listen in the heavens. Hashamayim, their tfilos and their techinos, which we've described before, prayer and supplications. V'yasisa mishpatam, and fulfilled their needs. So, if they're forced to flee back because they're defeated in war, so they'll come to the Beis HaMikdash to do tshuva and daven for mercy for the next time they go out. And the soldiers in the battlefield who can't come back to the Beis HaMikdash, if they turn their faces toward Yerushalayim and the temple, it's as if they're standing there when they daven. So he emphasizes that you sent them on the way, that the army doesn't just go out by itself. They go out because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they should go out to war. They're not to blame for not being able to come back and daven in the Beis HaMikdash. So listen to their tefillos wherever they are and do their judgment. Avenge the wrongs that are done to Klal Yisrael, or do the judgment of what's best for us, because only you know what's best for us. So when we daven for the distant future, I won't even be specific. I'll just let you choose, because you know what's best for Klal Yisrael. That's what the Ma'ari Kra says. It's the needs. Grant the needs of Klal Yisrael. And the next phase of the tefillah, starting in Memvav, is the phase, alas, as I record this during the 3 weeks, that is very apropos for these days. What happens if the tefillos of Klal Yisrael come at a time, or what happens if our chas v'shalom, our averus, are so serious that we will be condemned? What then?